Thank you, Owen, for the cup. So let's pick up here right after the Rambam finishes his chat in the Agadah of Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Olamo Chutz Me'Arba Amos Shel Halacha. What words for Kasher Hishlem Rashi? Do you have that, Rabbi? Kasha Hishlem of Ashi Eschiba HaTalmud Kefi Shehu Hayo Yofi Siduro V'Godel To'alto Eidos Olav Diruach Elokin Kadishin Ve. So it's an amazing thing that the Rambam attaches so much importance and significance to the arrangement of how the Divrei Torah, how Shas is arranged, how the Gemara is arranged, Yofi Siduro. That's a reflection of the fact of And I don't know if he means Ruach HaKodesh, he means some kind of extraordinary, minimally, he certainly means some kind of extraordinary Siyata Deshmaya in what he was doing. In the Hakdama to Sefer HaMitzvahs, which we've looked at before, when the Rambam is telling us about his plans for writing Mishnah Torah, the Kasha Kivanti V'Daiti HaTachlas Hazaz, to write to compose a chibur which would encompass Kol HaTorah Kula, the Piskei Halacha of Kol HaTorah Kula. Samti machshavti, I focused my thoughts, my attention, ve'eze ponim achalei kachibur u'sha'orav, ech roi she'yiyah. How should I divide it up? How should I arrange it? Im achalkehu kemo chilek ha-mishnah, o achalkehu chilek acher. Va'aktem va'acher lefimashi yichayev va'iyon shehu hayose roi va'yose noke lilmot. And the Rambam goes on to explain how he decided on the format that we're familiar with from Mishnah Torah, that v'nirali shehatov shetia chalukoso sheyusam halachos makom hamasachos mehamishnah. Instead of having Piskei Halacha from Masechas Brachos, Masechas Shabbos, Masechas Erevin, rather to have Hilchos Sukkah, Hilchos Lulav, Hilchos Tefillin, Hilchos Mezuzah, Hilchos Tzitzis, etc. So it has implications, Ladina, for us as well, obviously in a very in a much more modest setting. Even when a person has the material, a person's going to give a dvar Torah, a person's going to say a shir. So a person has the material he wants to present. He has the token, he has the content of the dvar Torah that he wants to share, a person has to think what the best way is to organize and arrange the Divrei Torah. It's not just to have the letochen. Obviously the tochen is the ikar, but it's of crucial importance how it's arranged, how it's organized. Ad kedei kach, that the sidur of Shas, the arrangement of the Gemara, is a reflection of this extraordinary siyata deshmaya that the Rav Ashi had. Masha nimsa min atalm nechibu Rav Ashi him shoshim uchomish masachta. If you shall nimsa mimenu dava al seda zoam al abrachos bovat. Lo nimsa mimenu dava al masacha shkalim mi seda moed. Lo masacha zedis, lo masacha zovas mi seda nizikin. Lo masacha zmidos, masacha zkinim mi seda kochim. Lechen lo nimsa mimenu dava al masho mi seda taros al masacha nida bovat. Why that is, the Rambam doesn't tell us. Achrei chayin niftar Rav Ashi, kvar hishtam es haTalmud, kfi shehizkarnu bebavel. V'kamo chayin osu chachmei Eretz Yisrael, klom emasho osu Rav Ashi, v'chibos haTalmud ha-Yerushalmi. U'mechabro hu Rav Yochanan. V'nimtza me ha-Yerushalmi, chamisha sedorim, shleim. I will say the Taros on Nimsalem Talmud Kla, Lo Bavli, Lo Yerushalmi, Zulas Masach Lidu Bavad, Kamosha Zacharnu. I will Yochel Ha'odom, Mepharish as HaSeder Ha'hu La'acha Koshi Rav, V'yigia Meruba. V'lehistayeh Batosefto Bevaisos, V'likot Ha'halochos Ha'muvos Mimenu B'chol HaTalmud, Belumonas Yisodos Hamasachtos Vinyanehen me osan halochos kefisha tira beperushenu the osa haseda im yitzah Hashem. The Rambam says that in one's attempt to understand and navigate Seder Taharos without the benefit of Gemara, so he says that the absence of Gemara obviously makes it very formidable, Koshi Rav, and it requires Yigiyah Meruba, but a person has to be Mistayeh B'Tosefta. The Tosefta Vibraisos. So in the Hagdama to Mishnah Torah, the Rambam explained how the Reb Chiya Chiber HaTosefta Leva'er Inyani HaMishnah V'chein Rabbi Hoshaya U'bar Kapar Chiber Vibraisos Leva'er Divi HaMishnah. So both Tosefta and Braisa are intended to shed light on Mishnah. They're not independent. It's not that you know the sort of independent Tanaitic works. No, everything is oriented towards. Everything was geared towards Rabbeinu HaKadosh's Mishnah, and Tosefta and Braisa are both intended to explain Tosefta the Vayir in Yoni HaMishnah. And the Braisos, the Vayir Divi HaMishnah. So that's what the Rambam here says, that absent Gemara on Seder Taharos, so we at least have to avail ourselves to the maximum of Tosefta's and Braisos. V'chashim meisu kol ha'chachamim, aleim ha'sholom. שהאחרונים שבהם הם רבינו רבשי והתלמוד כבר נשלם, הרי כל מי שקום אחריו לא יסר מהתרסו אלא להודל דברי המשכי ובלבד, ועולב אין להוסף וממנו אין לגרע. So the Rambam is clearly by paraphrasing the Isurim of Bal Tosef and Bal Tigra in reference to Shas. So the Rambam is clearly telling us that what we have in the Gemara is absolutely authoritative. Ad kedei kach, that the Rambam associates the Bal Tosef and Bal Tigra, since Bal Tosef and Bal Tigra apply to Torah Shavuksav and Torah Shabalpeh as well, the Rambam associates it with Gemara. So in the, again, coming back to the Hadamah in Mishneh Torah, so the Rambam has as follows. If you can find it on the computer, take a look. B'chol bezdin she'omad achar ha-Talmud. You see what that is in the Hagdomah to Mishneh Torah Rasa? B'chol bezdin she'omad achar ha-Talmud. B'chol bezdin she'omad achar ha-Talmud. B'chol medina u'medina. B'gazar o hisken o hinhek l'bnei medinas o l'bnei medinas. Lo poshtu masa b'chol Yisrael. In the previous paragraph, the Rambam explained how right after the Chibah HaTalmud, Nispazru Yisrael b'chol ha-ratzos pizu yaseh, that there was no more centralization, that we were scattered and fragmented into different communities with different batei din. That's what happened after Chasimus HaTalmud. So therefore, lo poshtu masa b'chol Yisrael, b'nei rochak moshvaseihem, because the communities were very distant from each other, v'shibush hadrochem, v'hayoz bezdin shal osa hamedina yichidim, u'bezdin hagodol shal shivim batal mikam shanim kodim chiva hatalmud. Lefichach, says the Rambam, in konfen anshe medina zo, linhog v'minhag medina acheres. If Bezdin in one locale makes a gzeira, a takana, issues a psak, so people living in a different location are not bound by. Ve'in omrim lebezdin ze ligzor gzeira shegozer bezdin achem min dinasa. V'chein, im lamel echen mehaga'onim shadarach ha-mishpat kachu, ונספא אל בזדן אחר שאומר אחר שאין זה דרך המשפט הקוסו בתלמוד, אין שומן לראשון, אלא למי שהדס נוטה לדבר, ואין ראשון ואין אחרון. Now here comes the key lines we want to focus on in Bosai. ודברים הללו בדיני מוגזרוס ותקונוס מנהוגה שנסחת שאחר הכי בהתלמוד. These rules that I just laid down, says the Rambam, that every Bezdin's authority is only local, is true for all the gzeros, etc., after Chasimus HaTalmud. I will call HaDvarim Shebetalmud HaBavli Chayovim Kol Yisrael Alachas Bahen. Everything in Shas, in Talmud Bavli, is universally binding. V'kofin kol iyev v'iyev v'chol medina medina linhog b'chol ha-minhogel shenog v'chachom shev ha-talmud v'ligzo egzei rosam v'lalachas b'takan osehim. Why is that? Ho'il v'chol osam ha-dvarm shev ha-talmud hiskimu aleihem kol Yisrael ואוסם החכמים שהסכינו או שגזו או שהנהיגו או שדנו דין ולמדו שהמשפט כך כך הוא, הם כל חכמי ישראל ורובן, והן ששמו הקבלה בעקרי התור וכולם איש מפי איש עד משה רבינו. So how many factors does the Rambam point to here? Again, Chol v'chol osam hadvarim shebetalmud hiskimu aleihem kol Yisrael, that's one. Two, v'osam hachachamim shehiskinu o shegozu o shehinhigu o shedonu din v'lamdu shemishbat kach heu em kol chach miyisrael aruban, that's factor number two. V'hein sheshamu hakabola v'ikre hatora kula ish v'ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu, that's factor number three. So the Rambam explains that the authoritativeness of Talmud Bavli owes to three factors. Number one, that everything in Talmud Bavli was accepted. There was a haskama that was accepted by Kol Yisrael. Number two, Talmud Bavli reflects the opinions, the input, the piske halacha of either literally kol, or at the very least, rov chachmei Yisrael. And number three, those aforementioned chachmei Yisrael were the ones who had received the Kabbalah of Torah Shel Peh. So those three factors. Number one, that was hiskima kol Yisrael. And number two, the Talmud Bavli is the combined wisdom, gzeiros, takonos, chachonos of Rov, if not kol chachmei Yisrael. And number three, those same chachamim had received the Kabbalah of Torah Shebal Peh. So these are three independent reasons. How do they integrate? So the as follows. Take a look in the beginning of Hilchos Mamnim, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. Bezen Hagodav Shev Yerushalayim, right? The Sanhedrin Shel Ayin Aleph, whose place is in the Lishkas Hagozes in Mikdash, Hem Ikar Torah Shebal Peh, Vehem Amud HaHora, Umehem Chok Umishpat Yotze Lecha Yisrael. So the Beis Din HaGadol, what defines the Beis Din HaGadol is that they are the continuity of the Torah Shebal Peh, Hem Ikar Torah Shebal Peh, and the jurisdiction, and they are the Beis Din of Kol Yisrael. When the Rambam tells us that the Talmud Bavli is the, again, the cumulative piske halacha gzeros tanhot takonos minhogim of Rov or Kol Chachmei Yisrael, what he's telling us is that Talmud Bavli is therefore governed by Lo Sosor, that the same way Lo Sosor applies to Beis Din HaGadol. Beis Din HaGadol, again, so what's the definition of Beis Din HaGadol? Ikar Torah Shebal Peh, right? They're the continuity of Torah Shebal Peh. So that's what the Rambam is emphasizing here that Hein Sheshamu HaKabbalah Bi'ikore HaTorah Kula Ish Mipi Ish Ad Moshe Rabbeinu, and Hagan, that Ravina and Ravashi were not part of a Bezen HaGadol, there was no Bezen HaGadol at that point, but by virtue of the fact that Talmud HaBavli is Rov or Chachmei Yisrael Kulan, so that gives them the same standing as the Bezen HaGadol. The Chiddush of Bezen HaGadol is that these Ayin Aleph were the Bezdin of Kol Yisrael. That's what the Chiddush of Bezen HaGadol is, that these 71 were Mehem Yatzah Hora al Kol Yisrael. Absent the Bezen HaGadol, so how does any, can you have any other body that will have that same authoritativeness? So the answer is yeah, because if you'll convene Kol Chachmei Yisrael or Al Kolponim Ruban, so they'll also be the Bezdin of Kol Yisrael. That Mehem Yotza Horel Kol Yisrael. So the fact that conditions 2 and 3 of Vehein Kol Chachmei Yisrael Uruban, Vehein Sheshamu HaKabbalah Bi'ikari HaTorah Kula Ish Mish Ish and Moshe Rabbeinu, gives them the standing of, gives Talmud Bavli the standing of Bezen HaGadol. Because again, what defines Bezen HaGadol is Hein Ika Torah Shebal Peh, A, and number two, that the Torah says that Mehem Yotza Horo L'Chol Yisrael. So no other Bezdin is assigned that status. That no other Bezdin is given that jurisdiction of Mehem Yotzah Horoah L'Chol Yisrael. But what happens if you mamish have Kol Chachmei Yisrael, or at least Ruban Kekulon of Kol Chachmei Yisrael? So Mehem Yotzah Horoah L'Chol Yisrael. So if you have that they're the, that they are the recipients of the Masar of Torah Shebal Peh, and then you'll convene, and that's effectively what Ravashi did in Talmud Bavli, was to convene Kol Chachmei Yisrael, then they have the status of Bezen HaGadol and will be governed by Lo Sosra. And the first condition that the Rambam mentioned of his skimu Aleim Kol Yisrael is because in general, by every Gzera, it has to be Pashto B'chol Yisrael in order to be binding. Takanas Ezra about Balkeri, it wasn't Pashto B'chol Yisrael, so it's not binding Me'ika Hadim. So that's why the Rambam has these three conditions. Basically, the conditions 2 and 3 is what makes Talmud Bavli the equivalent, the equal of Bezen HaGadol. And then condition number 1 is a condition in general, that even Bezen HaGadol was subject to, in terms of their gezeiros being binding. The Rambam actually said earlier, if you look earlier here in the Hagdama, if you see in the Hagdama to Mishnah Torah, the paragraph of Gam Yisbo'er Mehem, he's talking about Inyan Shnei HaTalmudim. So within that section of Inyan Shnei HaTalmudim, there's a sentence that begins, Gam Yisbo'er Mehem. Dvarim shegozu chachamim nevim shabachol do abadu al nasa siyag la Torah, kemo sheshamu mimosh beferish ushmato mismishmarti. Sha'ama asu mishmaris la mishmarti. V'chein Yisbo'er Mehem, again, all this is Yisbo'er Mehem from Talmud Bavli in Yerushalmi. V'chein Yisbo'er Mehem ha-min hogos v'atakonu she'eskinu ha-shenogu b'chol do'a v'ador, k'mo she'ro'u bezin shal osu ha-dor, v'fi she'osu losu mehem, she'nem alo sosu mikol ha-dor, v'she'yegidu l'cho yomen u'smo. So that's the pshat, and that's what our Rambam here is also reflecting. Here in the Hagdoma, when he said, "Of Perishim Rashanayas, for all of in the host of men in the grower," in Sefer Mitzvahs, the Lashonas are interesting. I don't know what the Pshat is. Listening to Vezina Godel is both a mitzvah's essay and a mitzvah's los essay. So in the mitzvah's essay, Mitzvah Hakufa in Dalit, and the mitzvah says that he should tivana lishmoa bezdin the bezdin hagadol velasos kol meishi yitzav bo mi isa vehetu. Okay, then when you have the twin mitzvahs lo sasei in Shin Yud Beis. Mitzvah Shin Yud Beis, he she his hiranu mechalok al balei hakabala aleim hashalom, who mitzeis mi mitzvos son, b'masa hatorah, v'hu amal ososu min adobah ashe yegidu l'cha. So here the Rambam doesn't say Bezdin Hagadol, it says al balei hakabala, which l'dvareinu, the way we're understanding Hagdama to Mishnah Torah is very meduyak, right? Because it doesn't necessarily, there is a heichet timtza for the Rambam. I mean, regardless of how you say pshat in those three things, the Rambam says mefurish, right? There's losasa on Talmud Bavli, even though we're talking about after the time of when there's Bezdin Hagadol. So why the Rambam was sort of mekatzer in the mitzvah's essay to say loshen Bezdin Hagadol, and here he refers to Bali Hakavola, I don't know, tzarechiyun. But it's the loshen in the losasa does reflect what we're talking about. That pshat in Bezdin Hagadol. Bezdin Hagadol means that body, which has received, and is entrusted with a masor Torah Sheba'al Peh, and who's the Bezdin of Kol Yisrael. That's the definition of Bezdin Hagadol. The only way you can match that short of being a Bezdin Hagadol is to have Rov of Kol Chachmei Yisrael. But that's what you have in Talmud Bavli. And that's what the Rambam is explaining, why Talmud Bavli is authoritative. And again, the third condition of Hiskima Kol Yisrael is the same, that and even Bezdin Hagadol has to be a portion of the Kol Yisrael. Yes and no. Initially here in the Hagdama, the Inyan Shnei HaTalmudin, so he's talking about both Bavli and Yerushalmi, right? And then apropos of that, the Rambam said, V'fisha osa lasu mehem, shenem ala sasu mekala dava, sheyegidu lecha yom elu smol. So that's, yes, that's part of the answer. The no part of the answer is, or seemingly the no part of the answer, is Avol kol hadvarim shebetalmud habavli chayovim kol yisrael alechaz vahem. Skipping a couple of lines, v'ho v'chol osam hadvarim shebetalmud hiskimu aleim, etc. So now he's talking only about the Talmud Bavli. I'm just thinking how to try to explain it just in a second. Okay, I'm not sure this will be the most efficient way, but hopefully that's a shame that it will come out. With Chasima's Talmud Bavli, so there was a dramatic shift. There was no analog to that with Chasima's Talmud Yerushalmi. It remained the Tzkufas HaMorah, the basic, you know, concentration of Chachmei Yisrael in you know, you didn't have this pizur yeser that the Rambam speaks of. There was no shift between before and after Chasima's Talmud Yerushalmi. So in that sense, when Rabbi Yochanan authored the Talmud Yerushalmi, it wasn't binding Chveis and Rabbi Yosef, it wasn't binding a rabbi, it wasn't binding Rabbi. With the Chasima's Talmud Bavli, that also made the Yerushalmi authoritative. I think that's why the Vasov, the Rambam, talks only about Talmud Bavli. Initially, he says, Re'inyan Shnei Talmudim, because when the Rambam says that Talmud Bavli is Kol Chachmei Yisrael Oruban, so he means all the generations of the Amora. He's not referring to the last generation, not referring just to the last generation of Yehuda Rashi, referring to all the generations. So the authoritativeness of Talmud Yerushalmi, which is why you have things in the Yerushalmi, which could be and were contested by Amoraim in the Talmud Bavli later. And the rule of thumb that most have, that when there's a Machlokes Bavli in Yerushalmi, you follow Yerushalmi because Halachic Basra. So there was no shift with the Chasima's Talmud HaYerushalmi. With the Chasima's Talmud Bavli, so then that elevated the Yerushalmi also to a different level. Okay, I hope that was somewhat coherent. It's everything he says about the Bavli is true of the Yerushalmi, but it sets apart the Bavli and the Yerushalmi from what came afterwards. It doesn't set the Yerushalmi apart from the Bavli. Nothing, there's no shift there. Nothing happened.
If there were machloksim, doesn't that mean that neither one was pashtu l'chol Yisrael?
No, in a chanami, but let's say when the Gemara says, if the Gemara gives a psak halacha, which it sometimes does, so that is pashtu l'chol Yisrael. In a chanami, when you have, that's why we have so many machloksim Yerushalmi, not a paskin, because there are many machlokasim where the Gemara doesn't give us the psak halacha, so there isn't that. Talmud Bavli was partial to B'chol Yisrael, but if the psak isn't there, the psak isn't there. If you're left with the machlokas, you're left with the machlokas, which is why we have machlokas Yerushalmi. Let's just continue a little bit more. The Chibah Ha'Gaonim is Perushein HaMerubim. Ela Shelo Yochal Echad Mehem Lahashlim Perush Kol HaTalmud. None of the Gaonim wrote a perush in all of Shas, Lefi Yediyaseinu, that I'm aware of, says the Rambam. Yesh Mehem Shehifsek Mefmas Kotzi Yemei Chayah. He just didn't live long enough. V'yesh mehem shehifzik machmas hatir doz b'nei odim b'dineim. V'chibur gam ken chiburim b'piske halachos, mehem b'sam in Arabic, sam in Hebrew. G'on halachos gedolos, halachos ketuos, v'halachos psukos, v'hilchos v'vacha, v'shiltos v'vachoy, v'zulosan. V'halachos v'sha'osa harav agadu v'beni Yitzchak zatzal, l'rif, yesh dai b'hen mikulan. The Rif sort of encompasses and surpasses everything the Gaonim did. The Fishahein Kololos is called to Aliyos Hapsakim Vahadinim Shinizkakim Lahem Bizmanenu, Klom Azman Hagolos. Ukvod Bira Mehen is called Ta'uyos Shanothu Lamisha Kodim Vifsakov. It doesn't only encompass, but it also surpasses. V'ein Liton, look at this line carefully, Rivosa. Ve'ein liton kenegdo ela b'halochos ma'atos ve'einon magios la'ese b'shum ponim. You can count the Rif's mistakes on the fingers of your hand and you won't reach 10. Right? Ein liton kenegdo ela b'halochos ma'atos ve'einon magios la'ese b'shum ponim. See, the Rav Zichron Livracha used to comment, but if you go through Mishnah Torah, there's many more than 10 places where the Rambam disagrees with the Rif. Here in this edition that they quoted Shuvas HaRambam, where the Rambam says, the Rambam himself writes that he disagrees with the Rif in 30 or more places. So how do you reconcile these two? So the pshat is like this. Gemara Kiddushin has a din that Hamikdash Milva is an Mikdashas, and Hamikdash Bahanos Milva is Mikdashas. So the way the Rambam understands it, what it means is that if previously the man had given this woman a halva, he had lent her $100, and now he says, you can keep it, you don't have to repay me those $100. So that's Mekadesh ben Milva. So then she's Anim Kadeshes. Hanoz Milva is he's extending the loan now, and he says, I'm going to give you it for a longer period of time. I'm going to give you the $100, instead of a 30-day loan, it will be a 30-year loan. And then the Rambam says, there's a very funny line, Upirshu Rabosai Bahanoas Milva Dvarim Shein Ro'i L'Shomon. My Rebbeim said they learned Pshat in Hanoas Milva differently than I did, but Ein Ro'i L'Shomon. So what was the point of that line? Why does Rambam write that line? So the answer is as follows. Again, the Rambam says the Rif, his mistakes in all of Moed, Noshim, Nezikin, those parts of Kodshim, Beis Menachos, Tefillin, Stam, which are Nogal Alocha, you can't find 10 mistakes. And yet the Rambam disagreed with the Rif more than 30 times. So says the Rav, you can disagree with someone and say, I see it this way. I hear what you're saying. I see it differently. Or you can say, no, what you're saying is partially wrong. It's just wrong. So the Rambam says, I disagree with the Rif more than 30 times. But in most of those cases, it's because I see it differently. But I can't tell you, I can't state definitively, you know, in absolute terms, that what he said is wrong. I can tell you that I disagree, that I think this is the way I see it. This seems to be the right way to see it. But I can't dismiss what the other opinion is as being categorically wrong. There's a handful of cases where I think the Rif is just wrong. And that's the yishuv to the stira. So it's clear what the Rambam says is, Rambam says, you'll come across, I know you're going to come across what my Rebbeim said in Hanos Milva, but I want you to know, it's not just that I disagree with them. No, they're wrong. And that's what the point of this line is. Because don't think it's just that I disagree. No, what they said is partially wrong. And that is the pshat. So if you look in Igros Moshe, so Moshe has a tshuva, I think it is, to find it, where someone was his correspondent was sort of being somewhat apologetic about disagreeing with what Moshe had said, and Moshe said, "No, I don't know," but he said, "Well, of course, if you're again assuming the person's Higel Ora, if you see it differently, then you're supposed to." And I don't claim to have a monopoly on the truth. I say it the way I see it. And if you see it differently, then you should say it differently. Again, talking to someone who's a Gielova. Meaning that, for the most part, similar, analogous to the Rambam's riff, having less than 10 mistakes. So, Moshe wasn't necessarily speaking with absolute certitude and negating other opinions. He's telling you the way he sees it. But then there are occasional tshuvas. He has a tshuva. You look up, there's a tshuva about, is there any problem with Esrogim from Shemitah yet? So a certain contemporary of Moshe, for whatever reason, had come out very strongly saying there was, and Moshe said, no, it's Pashat HaTos without Mishnah. I mean, again, Moshe was making the same point. It's sort of similar to this Rambam in Hilchos Ishus of Pirshu Rabosei Banos Milvah Dvarim Sheinuei L'Shomron. It's not just that I disagree with him. He's partially wrong. What he's saying is a Torah Svidva Mishnah. When there's a disagreement, so a person always has to know what the... It's a disagreement about, I see it differently. Well, no, it's a disagreement that this is partially wrong. And that's what the Rambam was saying here about the Rif, that the Rif's greatness was such that with all his countless Pirkei Halacha, there's only a handful where I think you can say that he was wrong. Okay, we'll stop here.